East Coast Breakfast.
Today, we are very, very, very proud to announce the launch of this year's World Food Day initiative. World Food Day, of course, on the 16th of October. So we have time. Today's the 18th of September. We are partnering with the Do More Foundation. Brains need breakfast because a fed child is a child ready to learn. Chris Fenton is the partnership coordinator at the Do More Foundation and with us here this morning. How's it?
Hi.
So, and welcome.
Thank you.
I suppose the first question would be, how do partnerships with organizations like us, East Coast Radio, help the Do More Foundation achieve your mission for young children?
Well, partnerships is nothing alone. And like we have with East Coast Radio, it's like rocket fuel to the Do More Foundation's purpose and mission. And we're all about giving young children the best possible life. And when a powerhouse like you guys at East Coast Radio joins the journey, we go from walking to flying. Your guys help us reach and amplify our message, really support and connect with everyday heroes across KZN who want to make a difference. So it's not about airtime, it's about hot time. Together, we're building a movement that says every child deserves a giggle to grow and to realize their big dreams.
Okay, Chris, I have a question for you. I know you can't see me because I'm all the way in Joburg, but can you share maybe an example of recent initiative that had a significant impact on communities that you serve?
Sure, yeah. So I'll take your memories back to a year ago, and one that's close to our hearts and our stomachs is last year's World Food Day. It was an absolute feast of generosity and community spirit. And thanks to partnerships, the selling of T-shirts, cash donations, we were able to dish out a whopping 110,000 meals to children in need. So that's not just a number, it's 209 meals per child for the entire year. And imagine that difference it makes to a little one's life. And it wasn't just us. So with partnership, around 50 amazing businesses in KZN and further afield, we sold T-shirts that we like to call our wearable kindness. And the result is 527 children were fed for a whole year. It's a beautiful reminder that when we come together, whether through a donation, a T-shirt, or a shirt shared purpose, we can do more than ever imagined. And let's be honest, who doesn't like a good T-shirt? And this year, sucks.
Well, Chris, share with us some of the biggest challenges in coordinating partnerships for early childhood development projects and, of course, how you guys overcome them.
Well, let's be honest, coordinating different partnerships is like sometimes herding cats in a jumping castle. So everyone's passionate, everyone's busy, and everybody's happy to help in their own different way. The biggest challenge is aligning all of those good intentions in one powerful, like, and focused effort. But here's the secret weapon is communication and collaboration with a splash of creativity. We listen and adapt and we make every partner feel like a superhero in their story. And when these things become tricky, we just remind ourselves of the vision and these tiny faces and their dreams.
Beautiful. Chris Fenton, Partnerships Coordinator at Do More Foundation. Thank you for joining us.
Cool. Thank you.
Joining us now is the CEO of the Do More Foundation, Warren Farrer. Good morning, Warren.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to the East Coast Radio listeners. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, like Warren, can you answer this question? What inspired you to transition from marketing and CSI from RCL Foods to founding and leading the Do More Foundation?
That's a very good question. You know, from a young age, I was always drawn to the world of teaching and the possibility that shaping young lives and being able to do that, right? So I think for me, the energy of school, the curiosity in children's eyes, and the knowledge that dedicated teachers can really spark a lasting change, for me, these were things that have always been powerful inspirations. And I knew I wanted to make a difference, especially for the youngest children in our society. So as my kind of professional journey took me into the corporate sector, that real passion for helping children never really left me. And so when I stepped into marketing and corporate social investment roles at RCL, RCL Foods, I really discovered a path that allowed me to do what I've always wanted to do, but remain in the business world. And so working in corporate social investment in early childhood helped me open my eyes to – the incredible potential that companies have, like RCL Foods and many organizations within KZN and actually right across the country, that can do such great stuff, not just through donations, but really catalyzing real systemic change. And so, yeah, that's kind of got me to where I am today.
So, Warren, how does the Do More Foundation measure the impact of its programs on the children and families that it supports?
So, as a foundation, we believe true impact goes way beyond numbers. And it's not about, you know, transforming the everyday reality. I mean, it is actually about transforming the everyday realities of children and families. You know, I posted on LinkedIn this week. I went to visit an early childhood center. And it made me realize that as an organization, we feed 7.5 million meals in a year. You know, we support about 38,000 children every single school day with food across South Africa. And so we measure children's weight and height. We measure their ELOM, which is early learning outcome measures, seeing how successful they are. So we do all of these things. But my visit to the center 2 days ago made me realize that it's actually not about the numbers. We are talking about individuals. And so my LinkedIn post this week spoke about a little chappie I met called Sam. And Sam lives in an impoverished community, a squatter settlement. He is 4 years old. He walks to that early childhood center himself on his own. He leaves that center on his own. At night, people find him walking around that squatter settlement looking for his mom because his mom is an alcoholic, she's drunk, and she's not at home. And what the center provides a Do More meal of porridge. And it just made me realize that, you know, as an organization, of course, we want to impact more children. We want to impact across South Africa and in numbers. Mm. But it actually comes down to that little guy called Sam, where we are actually providing a safety at an early childhood center. We are providing him a meal. And so, yes, of course we measure these things, but it actually comes down to that individual little child called Sam. Mm.
Now, Warren, just quickly before we get into traffic, looking ahead, what are the foundation's key goals for expanding or improving early childhood development services in South Africa, I guess?
Well, so we have a model called the Everyone Gets to Play model, and that is our deep work. We are working in two communities in KZN and about nine across South Africa. And to replicate that, we have a signed MOU with National Department of Education because they want us to replicate that model across South Africa. So that for us is our ambition. Our ultimate goal is to ensure that every child, regardless of their circumstances, where they are born, are given opportunities not just to survive, they have to thrive. And that's really our ultimate goal.
100%. CEO of the Do More Foundation, Warren Ferrer, we are very excited as East Coast Radio to be partnering with you again this year.
Absolutely. And we look so looking forward to joining hands with listeners and yourselves.
Joining us now are the cutest kids ever, as well as Kate Baker. She's here. She's the principal of Makabongwe Methodist Preschool. And we've got... I'm going to try to read everyone's names here because their names are on their very cute boards. They've drawn little pictures. So if you can all just hold it up for me. Say good morning, kiddies. Say hello. Look, go into the mic. Say hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, hello, my babe. How are you?
I'm fine.
And tell me what your name is.
My name is Kazimulo.
And Kazimulo, tell me, do you like going to the Makabongwe Methodist Preschool? Do you enjoy school?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to do at school?
My favorite thing is to eat porridge.
Oh, I love that.
That's great. And who do we have here? What's your name?
Asikonke.
Asikonke. How old are you?
Five.
She's putting
got
up the hand
up.
Of five. Okay, so she's five. Who do you have that side?
Zibuziso.
Say good morning, Zibuziso. Hello.
Hello.
And what's? How old are you?
Hello. I am 6 years old.
Nice. And do you enjoy going to school?
Yes.
Everybody enjoys going to school here. That's the most important part, right?
Yes.
These are very happy children. These are very, very happy, jovial. And they've got, you've got your names and beautiful artwork on the
Did
on
you guys all draw that yourselves?
Yes.
It's very good. It's very good.
Thank I love you. It. Aww. Well, Kate, hello. Good morning. You're also here. You've rounded all of the kiddies up. Thank you so much for bringing them with. We just want to know, how does your preschool ensure that children not only receive an education, but also very important, essential nutrition and care?
Hello. The school is based in Warwick Triangle, mm-hmm. In the taxi rank, and we have a feeding program. So we feed 185 kids every sure. day, and they get breakfast, lunch, and two snacks. So a lot of them, that is their first meal of the day. We're very, very grateful for partnerships like with the Do More Foundation and East Coast Radio and all the sponsors and donors that we have, because we could not run the school without them.
So what changes or improvements have you seen at the school since becoming principal? I believe you started in 2021.
The school's been going for 30 years, and it's quite incredible. Mm. When you drive in, you don't think that you are going to see a school in the middle of a taxi rank. Mm. And it's beautiful, and it's the staff are really proud, and they maintain the school so beautifully. I've got two of my staff members over there. I think since starting, we've done... we've changed the logo completely. We had a rebrand, and we've got a new website. We've got a lot more donors and sponsors that, as I said before, we could not run the school without.
Kate, how do partnerships with organizations like Do More Foundation enhance the learning environment and well-being of the kids?
So, as I said, the kids get a breakfast every morning, and before partnering with Do More Foundation, we were having to raise funds for breakfast. So I think I worked it out, it was like 37,000 bowls of porridge that we give in a year to the kids. And before this, we were, and porridge is expensive, so before this, we were having to buy our own.
Sure.
And I think it goes without saying that you can tell the difference between a child that is fed yes. and a child that is not.
Yes. You know, like when you think about barriers to learning, a lot of people don't realize that even coming to school hungry is a barrier to learning.
100%.
So it's amazing to have
And that's what we're
going to
help with this year. Principal of the Makabongwe Methodist Preschool, Kate Baker. We are very excited to have you along with our listeners to be a part of our World Food Day.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.